Welcome back to Living Large with Karen Mills, Matthew White, and Frank Webb.
So, Matthew and Frank, how did you get picked for the Green Room? That is an incredible honor.
Yeah, we're equally amazed by the whole thing as well. But you know, we've had a history of working with Architectural Digest. Our projects have appeared in the magazine on a number of occasions. And we've done special projects like this with them in the past. And I think what they've said that they really are attracted to is the blending of styles that we have. Matthew's really more of the classicist, and I'm more of the modernist. And we always try to bring both of those elements into play, and it really creates something that's fresh and dynamic. And that's what they've told us that they're really attracted to.
So I'm right. See, that's just what Deborah Sanders with Veranda said. It's that ability to create the global style. It's hot.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you know, the Green Room, the Architectural Digest Green Room, the Oscars are a global event. So I guess that sort of plays into global style as well, because being such an internationally, an event that's so international, I think a lot of people are interested in it.
Yeah, you might have to talk about that on your next interview. So, Frank, I haven't got to talk to you before. Tell me about your personal style and how you ended up becoming a designer.
Well, I think, first off, my route to becoming a designer is a kind of long and torturous one. But
okay.
I actually, my whole career was in finance, and it was just a matter of a few years ago where I decided this really wasn't the right thing for me. And I'd always had a passion for design. I'd always been surrounded by friends who were designers, and I was always engaging in my own design projects. And then I happened to be fortunate enough to meet Matthew, and we started talking, and we both realized that there was a great opportunity here to build something really special. And, you know, Matthew had been started his firm actually out in California and had begun to do projects in New York. I was based in New York, and we thought this could be a great way of really trying to expand our business here and making New York more of the home base for White Web.